Welcome to today's Wrenchscott Village. Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, we're joined by Nancy Van Wyk, Director of Health Services at the Pella Cottages. She's here to talk about National Memory Screening Day.
They'll be offering a service here on that day. Tell us about that service and give us an overview of how people can sign up and the history of your relationship with the folks that run National Memory Screening Day.
Okay, National Memory Screening Day is run through the American Alzheimer's Foundation, and we did a screening last year. We did 38 screenings, actually, and we referred seven people on to their physician, and that's exactly what we do. We administer a short test, and then we go over the answers, and we make a recommendation. Either you're doing fine, or perhaps you should follow up with your primary care provider. We are not here to diagnose anything, so I want to make that clear. The idea is just to give you an idea of whether you should have future testing. So like I said, that doesn't mean you have Alzheimer's just because you don't pass our little test. It just gives you the information that perhaps you should go on.
And tell us about how people can sign up for this year's event and some of the details about this year's event.
The event will be held here at the Cottages. There will be two of us administering the tests. And it will be held in the Connection Center. So if you'd come in the main door to the Cottages, which is where the high roof is, if you've never been here, and there is a receptionist who will help you to go to the proper place. We are taking reservations. It lasts from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And so we are asking you to reserve 15 minutes, and the number is 628-1244. Now, when I say 15 minutes, that's the actual minutes of the testing, so you'll want to come a little bit ahead of time because there's some information to fill out ahead of time.
And talk about the importance of people signing up for this kind of service, because Alzheimer's is a disease that isn't curable yet. There are very small options really for treatments as well. So the earlier you can get it, the more progress sometimes it can be made. So it's important to take care of yourself now and be proactive about this.
Yes, that's absolutely correct. Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the United States, and every 67 seconds somebody is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. The sooner that it can be caught and treated, the better. The medications that we have now will not cure you of Alzheimer's, but they do help the process to be a little more smooth as we go through the disease. So it is very important to be screened early and get treatment.
And tell us a little bit about National Memory Screening Day and how that became into something that obviously touches people here in Pella, but really touches people all over the country.
Yes, this screening has actually gone on for 12 years, and it's all confidential, just as ours is here. And at various locations, we are screening people. Wesley Life is screening people at a number of their locations. And it is just, like I said, it's a significant first step toward finding out if you do have a memory problem and what should be done. There are memory problems that can be reversed as well. So that is also an important thing. The physician would check your medication. If you had some vitamin deficiency, thyroid deficiency, there's a number of things that can lead to memory problems. So if you are, as I said before, told that it's good to check with your physician, don't automatically think that you have Alzheimer's.
Right, and that's one thing you want to let people know, too, is that this isn't just about Alzheimer's. It's about, like you said, the day-to-day things that could pop up. And sometimes when it comes to memory, a lot of it is age and a lot of things that you can't control that are just a natural part of the aging process as well.
Yes, that's correct. Alzheimer's, of course, is not part of a natural aging process, but the risk of Alzheimer's increases the older you get. And by the age of 85, 50% of people would probably have Alzheimer's. So again, age is a risk factor, but not necessarily the actual diagnosis. So again, in closing, I want to invite all of you to come to our memory screening. We are Hearthstone, which is a ministry of Wesley Life, and this will be held at the Cottages, as I said, on November 18 from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and we would encourage you to come and be screened. Please remember to call ahead and make an appointment if you can at 628-1244, but don't let that stop you from coming if you're not able to make an appointment ahead of time. We'll work you in.
And thanks again to Nancy Van Wyk for joining us on today's Vrenchgat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.